বনচারী। জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জাবি হারি, গোপী জন বালব কৃপার ধারি, যশোদা নন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন, যমুনা তীর বনচারিয়া, জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জবিহারি, গোপী জন বালব গিরিবার ধারি, যশোদা নন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন, যমুনা তীর বনচারিয়া, জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারি, স্বয়ং বিষ্ণুপদ পরমহংস পরিব্রাজগাচার্য স্তোত্র শত শিবক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামি প্রভুপাদকি নন্দ কৌতি বৈষ্ণববৃন্দ কি গ্রন্থরাজ শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম কি সমবেত ভক্তবৃন্দ কি নিতাই গৌড় প্রেমানন্দী, অল গ্লোরিস টু দ্য সম্বল দেবোটিস, অল গ্লোরিস টু দ্য সম্বল দেবোটিস, অল গ্লোরিস অল গ্লোরিস টু দ্য সম্বল দেবোটিস, অল গ্লোরিস টু শ্রী শ্রী গুরু এন্ড শ্রী গৌরাঙ্গ, অল গ্লোরিস টু শিল প্রভু। নারায়ণ নমস্কৃত্যম নরম চৈব নরোত্তমম দেবীম সরস্বতীম ব্যাসম তাতো জয়ানুদীরয়ে, ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়, ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়, ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়। We are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 13, Text 7. The chapter is entitled The Behavior of a Perfect Person, Text 6. Na vinande dhruvan mrityum adhruvam vasya jivitam kalam param pratikshetam bhutanam prabhavapyayam na bhinande dhruvam mrityum adhruvam vasya jivitam kalam param pratikshetam Bhutanam prabhavapyayam. Vinande pavitam. Adrubam basya jivitam. Pratiksheta. Bhutanam. Not abhinandet, one should praise Dhruvam, sure, Mrityum, death, Adhruvam, not sure, va, either, Asya, of this body, Jivitam, the duration of life, Kalam, eternal time, Param, supreme, Pratikshetha, one must observe, Bhutanam, of the living entities, Prabhava, manifestation, Apyayam, disappearance. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Since the material body is sure to be vanquished and the duration of one life is not fixed, neither death nor life is to be praised. Rather, one should observe the eternal time factor in which the living entity manifests himself and disappears. Purport. The living entities in the material world, not only at the present but also in the past, have been involved in trying to solve the problem of birth and death. Some stress death and point to the illusory existence of everything material, whereas others stress life, trying to preserve it perpetually and enjoy it to the best of their ability. Both of them are fools and rascals. It is advised that one observe the eternal time factor, which is the cause of the material body's appearance and disappearance, and that one observes the living entity's entanglement in this time factor. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur therefore sings in his Gita Valli, Anadi Karama Phale Padiva Parnavajale Tarivare Nadeki Upaya. One should observe the activities of eternal time, which is the cause of birth and death. Therefore, the creation of the present millennium, the living entities were under the influence of the time factor, and within the time factor, the material world comes into existence and is again annihilated. Bhutva bhutva pralīyate, being under the control of the time factor, the living entities appear and die, life after life. This time factor is the impersonal representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who gives the living entities conditioned by material nature a chance to emerge from this nature by surrendering to Him. Navinandet dhruvam ritum adhruvam vasya jivitam kalam param pratikshetha bhutanam prabhavapyayam. Since the material body is sure to be vanquished and the duration of one life is not fixed, neither death nor life is to be praised. Rather, one should observe the eternal time factor in which the living entity manifests himself and disappears. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tashmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangulangayati Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Gurum Dinataranam Panchakal Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Purishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Parchatyadi Satarine Panchakalpa Taruvyascha Kripa Sinduvya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So welcome everyone, thank you for coming. So here, an impersonal feature of Krishna is being presented, which is time, and all of us are aware of time. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna himself explained that he is time, and he, as time, he is the structure factor in the world. So we know that by studying history, we can see how time destroys everything. Even great empires that flourish after centuries, finally, they were no more prominent. What to speak of people? People who are very prominent in society, famous, etc. After few centuries after their death, they become, we forgot about them. And even those who are still known, like from, it's only from 2,000 years ago, maybe 5,000. What to speak, in this material world, there are different creations. So it's sure that our fame will be destroyed by time. So tell me some of the things that time destroys. According to your view, how do you perceive time as a factor that spoils things? Body. Yes, it's explained here. The material body is sure to be vanquished. Exactly. And one, this is a personal experience we have. Everyone. Another? Possessions. Yes. Like, which kind of possession? Clothing? Yeah. Actually, the way things are sell is there are people want new things. No, we want new things always, fresh. But this is it's a concept only. No? After you buy it, it's not new anymore. And after some time, it become an old clothing, an old car, an old phone. Especially phones, they last 1 year, 2 years, and they become obsolete. Computers also. What about relationships? Time plays a factor there. Can it strengthen or can break the relationship? Don't say break. Some relationship become strong over the time. Some say. However, finally, death will separate. Even the most strong relationship, friendship, will be vanquished. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we can appreciate how the living entity is portrayed in Bhagavatam. It's portrayed as the conditioned soul, as a prisoner of material nature, especially time. And we have, for example, second canto, in which Sukadeva Goswami explained about the materialistic person. And he said the text, second canto, chapter 1, text 4, I think. Yeah. So there is a word, pasyan. Apina pasyati. So the hapatya kalatradishu atma sanyeshu asatsu api. The persons devoid of atma tattva do not inquire into the problem of life, being too attached to the fallible soldiers like the body, children, and wife. Although sufficiently experienced, still they do not see their inevitable destruction. So this particular verse is portraying those who praised life. The vision of there are two kind of people explained here: those who praised birth and life, and those who praised death. Those who are praising life is because they want to enjoy life. And they see life as a great opportunity to enjoy. So therefore, pasyana pina pasyati, they do not see, or they do not want to reflect that finally time will vanquish all their endeavors to enjoy. And that all the sources of shelter that these materialistic people have will be destroyed by time. Either a father, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, friends. So this is one reality that karmakandis don't want to contemplate much, or those who are engaged in materialistic enjoyment. And on the other hand, There are the jnanis, those who are basically they are blaming birth. They want to stop birth. And for them, death is an opportunity to get liberation. So for them, this world is an illusion. So any kind either relationship, enjoyments, and pleasures are all an illusory existence because everything is material. So they can see. So these are two extreme visions. So one is to perceive this world as an illusion, and the other is to see this world as the source of my own enjoyment. In both, Srila Prabhupada is saying that both are fool and rascals. Either the transcendental ego is trying to obtain liberation from material suffering, or the materialistic person who is trying to go either to heavenly planets or enjoy here. So what is the correct perspective that we should have of death and life? We have many passages of scriptures in which you can see the temporary nature of the world that foster detachment, this kind of readings. And also Srila Prabhupada encouraged us that this has to be your last life, and then you go back to Godhead. However, here it is said that we shouldn't praise, no? Either life or death. So to look for liberation or for death is not the business of the devotee, at least of the pure devotee. It's no concern with material, with seeing this world as a material and just as a source of suffering and then trying to get relief from suffering. And he also, or she, doesn't see the world as a source of enjoyment. Lord Chaitanya said, Janmani, Janmani Shore. He said, birth after birth, I don't mind to come back in this world, birth after birth, as far as I have some service. So Narayano paro sarvena kutaschana kahichit swarga pavarga narakeshu. For the pure devotees, they don't consider even going to heavenly planet or going to hell is the same for them, as far as they have the darshan apitularta tuliarta darshinaha, as far as they have the darshan of the Supreme Personality of God, as far as they have service. So in that stage of devotion, there is no question of material world and spiritual world. Everything is the spiritual world. Because what is spiritual is service. It's devotional service. And whatever is not devotional service, it's not considered. That would be material. It's not a question of a place where they are, of being... I am in the material world now, and then I need to go to the spiritual world. For the pure devotee, there is no such a difference. He is in the spiritual world, and then he will continue to be in the spiritual world, because what makes material something and subject to time is the perception that something is material. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he was explaining that the temples are not different from Vaikuntha. He had that consciousness that the devotees who were living in the temple, they were actually living in the spiritual world. Of course, it doesn't mean that the microphone will last forever and time won't affect anything. But it means that you are not wasting your time when you are doing service. When we are, or anyone is doing devotional service, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, Ayur Harati Vai Punsan, the time factor does not affect. So the rising and setting of the sun does not affect the person who is engaged in glorifying the Lord. So what does it mean? That for a devotee, time is not causing the same effect that is causing to everyone else.
Devotional service is an eternal effect, so it will remain there equally without diminishing or changing. So the effects of devotional service is eternal.
The effects are eternal. Yeah. Even the activities, services. Yeah, one way to thank you, Prabhu. Anyone else? Okay. So we are growing, we can observe how time is taking away many things from us, and also changing. The situations are changing. Sometimes it's very disturbing. No, you are in a nice situation, and suddenly, from one time to another, you are in another completely different situation. You may find yourself either in the hospital or any situation, and it's disturbing. However, there are certain practices that the devotees have that are considered eternal. One of them is chanting. For example, the chanting rounds, chanting Hare Krishna, is a satatankirtayantoman. It's something that is done in the spiritual world and is done by the pure devotees. So when the devotees are engaged in chanting over the years, this is a shelter that doesn't change. It's a place where you can go anytime, is accessible, even at the time of death. Everything else is changing. So there is no way to hold. Like, imagine that you are falling down, and you hold for a plant, and then you uproot the plant, and you continue falling. You try to fall from a rope, and you fall. So this is practically the material world. We are, our body is falling down, and our life is being reduced. And we may try to hold from different things, but there is no shelter in those things. They are also being vanquished. If you observe your life, those who have more years practicing Krishna consciousness, you will notice that you don't see the same devotees around you. Like, even the people will change. The temples may not be anymore. Maybe some temples may be sold. They will change of location. So if you start remembering, you see that even in the spiritual environment, there are changes in this material world. There are changes. But there is no changes in the practices. So you can see yourself 10 years ago in different situation but with the same activity, and there is a sense of continuity, of eternality, that can go with you even when you are 80 years old. But if you don't have that continuity, that sense of eternity, life looking back is can be very treating or very despondent, or you just live in the past. You just go, or maybe you are afraid of the past, but you only can see that nothing is remaining behind you. And what is coming is very uncertain. So this is material life. So you try to hold. So it is material life is counteracting situations all the time. But spiritual life, there is a sense of continuity. I remember with friends, devoted friend, we used to laugh when we were traveling because we will meet from time to time in different places, like sometimes in India or here in America or in South America, and we will meet at morning time chanting rounds with these devotees. And then we will look and we'll say, same activity, different place, different time, more older than before. We're still chanting. That sense of security that the sadhana can give you. There is something that is, yes, you can hold still. And that is the practices. Therefore, for example, in a temple life, you can hold for many things. You may enjoy the building. It's very nice, the temple room. That's nice. You may enjoy the different preparations, and different arrangements that are in the temple. A nice devotee, which is also nice. However, time has the power to change all these things. Like you can be in the temple, and there is one way, and tomorrow will be another, and another. So if you also hold for this thing, it will be vanquished also. However, if you focus on in the principles that a temple life is offering, like the sadhana bhakti and different opportunities of services, then you can have that in any other place also, even in your house or in another temple, another part of the world, in another time. So we can see the life of Srila Prabhupada. He was a grihastha. When he was a grihastha, he was doing the same activities that then he did as a sannyas, in principle, worshipping Krishna. But he was doing it in different ways according to time. Because according to time, he was a grihastha, but that grihastha life was vanquished. And then he became a sannyas. That changed. But the devotion never changed. It was always the same, and was expressed in different ways according to time and place. So I want to read a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. That I was mentioning. Ayur harati vai punsam udyan astam chayana sau tasi arte yakshanonita utama shloka vartaya. Both by rising and by setting the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone, except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all good personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada says, this verse indirectly confirms the greater importance of utilizing the human form of life to realize our lost relationship with the Supreme Lord, by acceleration of devotional service. So Prabhupada explaining basically the principle of Abhyartha Kalatvam, which is a symptom of very advanced devotees in Baba, in which they can, like Srila Prabhupada was all the time, there is no time in which he was not engaged in Krishna consciousness. And so the moments that we are not engaged in Krishna consciousness, time is counting. And we can say that we have lost time. But when we are engaged in devotional service, there is no waste of time. It's like we are doing deposit in the bank account. We are not wasting. We are utilizing time. Otherwise, you're wasting. And yes, one thing in regarding this difference of the devotee and one who is not a devotee is that time also brings happiness and distress. But for a devotee, happiness and distress, what? Es ma tres parsas tu kaunteya sitos nasuka dukada. There is an understanding that yeah, there will be happiness and distress. The only remedy for a devotee is how do you approach happiness and distress? Yes, tolerance, titikshaswa, it's accepting, finally. Because there is no other way. You can try for some time other way, but finally you accept. That's the advice that Krishna is giving to Arjuna. So Prabhupada said that there are rascals, those who are trying to perpetuate life, or to always looking for a material solution. Both of them are fools and rascals, those who are trying to enjoy to the best of their ability. So for someone who is engaged in devotional service in an advanced level, there is no frustration, because it's just understanding that this world is a plan, is under the plan of the Lord. In Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada explained to Arjuna that he said the word nimitta matram. When he's showing his kala form, he's explaining to Arjuna that in the battlefield everyone already died. So in some aspect, time has already decided what will happen. So what is your freedom? It's just to be an instrument, Arjuna. So he only can be an instrument of Krishna in the plan of Krishna. But he tries to, before in Bhagavad Gita, he's trying to change the situation somehow through different arguments. But Krishna is saying, tolerate and then just be an instrument. You can be part of my plan, or you can try to counteract my plan, but finally I will conquer you. Because time, in my fall of time, nobody can defeat me. So you can try your best. And that's what is the material world. Everyone is trying their best to counteract destiny. From morning to night, we are counteracting. We have to counteract hunger, because time is remembering us. You know, death is there. Like if we don't feed the body, the body dies. So we have to wash our face at morning, because we look like dying after. Yeah, after we wake up, it's like dying and coming back to life. We look at the mirror and I'm scared sometimes. And so you just watch your face, and trying to counteract death. And so taken to an extreme, and you have to be counteracting all the situation. But for a devotee, it's not his or she is accepting situations also. And finally, I'm learning to tolerate and learning that, okay, I'm not the Ishvara. I cannot control everything. So I can control, I can wash my face, I can do some things, I can wake up in the morning. But Prahlad Maharaj said, the day that you decide to be happy, that day start your misery. Now the day that you decide, okay, I will be like this, you make all the project, from that day on till you reach that, if you reach, there is a a life of struggling. But being an instrument is different. Being an instrument of Krishna, then you are part of the dance of a plan, and time is cooperating with you. Otherwise, we have time as enemy. It's like the cat and the little cat, the female cat and their little cats, and the mice. Now, for the mice, the mouth of the cat is terrifying. But when the same cat hold with their mouth the little cats are feeling protected. So for a devotee, time is not really an enemy. It's a feature of Krishna, and he's cooperating with them. So the devotees utilize time. Like we can see, the pujari services is all about utilizing time, because time is going, and that is cooperating with us. Time, by there are certain frames of time that we can worship the Lord, and we have to be effective in how do we utilize that time, because then if we get distracted, then time chastises. We cannot serve the Lord anymore. Like the offering is at one time, and if you pass that time, you're vanquished because of a distraction. So in the same in our devotional life, in you do book distribution or whatever service we are doing, the time that we get distracted, we lose it. So because it's not devotional service at that time. So for a devotee, time is very important. For Avyarta Kalatvam, again, that we are trying to achieve that level one day, of being able to utilize time completely in the service of Krishna. Okay, so there is any comments? Otherwise, I continue. We have still 15 minutes.
You explained it very nicely, I think. And then I was struck at the end of the purport when Prabhupada explains that time
Impersonal representation
of the Krishna, Supreme. And it gives an opportunity to all living entities to basically reform. It's there constantly given the opportunity. So, and just to become conscious and meditating on time as Krishna, and I appreciated the way you presented it, that in terms of that manifestation of Krishna is in the form of his plan, his will, his so one simply become an instrument for that, and that, you know, specifically in that part of the Bhagavad Gita when Krishna says,
"Imita matram."
Yes, so it's a good meditation for us to you know, see time not as, you know, like, you know, something that you have, you know, some mechanical thing or some, you know, task that you have to do, but it's actually Krishna himself. And you have to almost like serve time and become, cooperate with time in one sense, you know. So yeah, it's a nice meditation, I thought. In general, you know, when we study Bhagavad Gita, and one of the five
factors,
so the five topics that the Bhagavad Gita explains, one of them is eternal time. And you know, I always was thinking, well, we get very thorough in understanding all the other fours, but time is always like, you know, there's more to it. It's very mysterious, you know. You get a little bit, the Bhagavad Gita explains about time, and then you think about, you know, Krishna say, you know, time I am, the destroyer of everything. And then, you know, I can think of so many reference of, you know, time. But it's mysterious a little bit, you know, so it's nice to
In the third canto, there are some very technical explanation of time. Yes, interesting. Time is a topic to deeply study, and it's there therefore in Gita and in all the Shastra in Bhagavatam. Manoj? Oh, I thought you were going to say. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. I was wondering if you could comment on how we possibly look at eternal things, how eternal time affects how we look at, or how time affects how we look at the deities. For example, you know, a moment, 6 months here is like a moment in the heavenly planets. What to speak of in the spiritual world, where time, you know, our time here versus eternal time, and how we view beings from the spiritual world, how they may just appear to be standing completely still, whereas we're moving around, or we perceive things are moving around, but the deities necessarily we see them as standing still. This morning,
I'm trying to. I don't know if you're not listening properly or not understanding properly. Can you? Press it in a shorter.
Does our perception of time affect how we affect how we view things of the spiritual nature?
Perception of time affect how we do
how we view
it's spiritual. Yes. Like Suwal Prabhu was explaining.
You know, there's some devotees, like we always see, you know, Shishikishori standing still. But Srila Jiva Goswami, when he was dressing Shishirada Damodar was playing flute and sort of dancing, and he was just trying to keep up, you know, like with. So he's seeing the deities dancing. So we see Kishore Kishori standing, he sees them playing flute and dancing and things like that. You know, so it's a different, I don't know if, you know, you were saying something.
Yeah, this is, it has to do with the devotion, the level of devotion, how we perceive the deities and also how we perceive time. Like I gave the example of the cat, for a devotee time, at least a pure devotee time, is not a threat in the sense of bringing death and all the taking away everything. But it's interesting what you're saying about the deities, and I was trying to think of an example with time. In something practical, I was thinking in the example as well, Prabhu, regarding how we perceive time when we are doing devotional service. It can be something like we are just only running, and we are missing to be focused. We may be thinking in the next service and not perceiving the service that we are doing at the present moment or at this. And so our mind may not be there. No? It's just thinking of what's coming next, and then come prasana. postponing, and the motivation is because there is less time, and then I can go to rest like that. That perception of time can affect the way we are serving. And then in another way, if you are like in the time you are doing the service, you are surrendered to the time. Like you said, this is the time for the Lord. So there is no other things. So now I'm totally focused in serving Krishna, and that's it. So there is no like what coming next. And now I'm doing this, and I'm trying to do it in a hurry because then I want to do other things. This is the time for the serving the Lord. And when we went to the deity worship seminar in New Vrindavan, Jayananda Prabhu, I asked him, how do you evaluate the pujaris? And he said that one of the things that they look is that the pujari is relaxed in the sense that he's doing everything, but he's not like in the mood, time. No, because you are serving Krishna. So you don't want to transmit all this anxiety. It's like if you are serving someone, and then you bring the breakfast, take this. What about the thing? Like when you're going to school and your mother like is in a hurry because that happened when I was a child. My mom was giving me the breakfast, but it was late, and then they were coming, someone to pick me up, to my parents, friends in the car. So I have only 2 minutes. So she would say, eat. So I would eat fast, they're coming. So you don't want to, like, so the deities like that. And then we do the prayers like very fast. That happened to me sometimes in the altar. And then I had to learn how to, even if you know that there is less time, to keep cool. A good example I have, the practical from this temple, is yesterday I was making the plates for Kishori, and I was in the kitchen, and so Viswakarma was cooking, and somehow that never happened, but it happened just yesterday, that there was no sweet, and there was only 3 minutes, and I have to take the plate up. So I told Viswakarma, where is the sweet? And Viswakarma looked very relaxed, but focused. And he was looking. And then I told him, like a joke, do magic. And he said, okay. He told, bring a milk. So I bring a milk. And then he just poured things. And meanwhile, I was taking some plates upstairs. And when I come back, 2 minutes later, he had the preparation done. A nice halwa. So he just did, and in a very like calm, no? Calm but very fast. So without, I was transmitting anxiety, but he was like, okay, he cooked nicely. 2 minutes, halwa. I don't know how. That's why the time is different, no? For a materialistic person, impossible. I cannot make sweets. So give the Lord, buy some candy, whatever. No, but for a devotee, you know, even 2 minutes, I will do something. So it's a different perception. Affects on different devotees, different perception of Tani and how they will serve. Like Srila Prabhupada was given, he went to the TV, so they wanted to do an interview to him after the devotees, they were singing. It was in London or somewhere in Europe, where the devotees who record the Govinda prayers, and they were in a tour, and they invite Srila Prabhupada so Srila Prabhupada could speak. But when they were there, the people from the TV program, they say, okay, he can speak only 1 minute. So the devotees were very frustrated, and they were, only 1 minute. So and they were telling Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was very happy. Okay, 1 minute, yeah, I can explain the whole philosophy in 1 minute. So and they gave him 1 minute, and exactly in 1 minute he explained whole Krishna consciousness. So for a devotee, 1 minute is an opportunity to serve Krishna and inform others about. It's not like a Prabhupada say, 1 minute. What can I do in 1 minute? He immediately utilize that minute and make it sublime. And we can see Srila Prabhupada in the short amount of time he was, still we cannot keep up reading all the material that we have, listening all the lectures that he produced. Like one day of Srila Prabhupada was like at maybe 50 years of someone else. And in 1 year, in one day, the thing that he achieved was achieving and doing, like, producing lectures, translating books, running temples. Okay, I think it's time. If there is no any comments or questions, Srila Prabhupada ki, Granta Rashimad Bhagavatam ki.